Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 221 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 18th of May 2025. This weekend is Duns Weekend, the best annual event of the year. There is a ball on the Friday evening, this year dancing to James Coutts and his band, classes on Saturday morning, and a dance on Saturday evening at which Marian Anderson's band always play. On Sunday morning, there is a coffee morning to round off the weekend. Today's programme is a selection from the two evening programmes. We will begin with Chaste Lovers, which is becoming popular after adoption by the RSCDS for Book 53. David Oswald recorded this CD.
Thank you.
David Oswald composed the lead tune, Lucy's and Lynn's Clinks Back, and then followed this with The Humours of Donnybrook, Sully's Geographical Rambles by Anthony Sullivan, and Trip to Kilkenny by John McCusker. New dance on the programme is Carradale Bay, a three-couple Strasbourg by Dunn's member Rona Birchick. Ones and twos Petronella, set, turn three quarters, and then dance half right hand across to change places. Ones turn first corner, and then second corner, and then eight bars walkabout to get to third place. Threes and ones, diamond poussette. There is no recommended recording for this, so here is Marian Anderson's band for their first Australian CD. Christine's Fancy is by Marian Anderson, and the other two tunes were Below the Aygas Dam by Phil Cunningham and The Great Wood Corners by Muriel Johnston. Our first reel today is the square set Clutha by an unknown deviser, which first appeared in RSCDS Book 31 in 1983. I've chosen Rob Gordon's version for today, which the RSCDS released on a CD in 1995 as part of a SCD Favourites series. Thank you. Great Hornpipes from Rob Gordon and his band, The Bow-Legged Bo'sun by James Hunter, and three traditional ones, Smith's, the Swansea, and Dancy Hornpipe, for the 4x48 bar reel Clutha. Next up is The Flying Spur, one from John Drury's Brodie book, which he considered to be his creme de la creme. It is certainly not for the inexperienced dancer, as after the first four bars, everyone is dancing, and it is mostly meanwhiles. There are three recordings for this. The earliest by Andrew Rankin is quick, 4 minutes 20, and Ian J. Morrison was equally as nippy 10 years later. But luckily, 5 years on again, Drum and Cook recorded for Highlander Music at a more manageable pace of 4:47.
Thank you.
Drummond Cook played the traditional Captain White, Hard Anger and Alex McAdam, both by Burt Murray, and Kenny Gillis of Portnoy Long Sky by Peter McFarquhar for The Flying Spur. There were 4 8-time Strathspeys for me to choose between, all of which seem to be appearing regularly around the country. I've chosen Slytherin House for today, which is Chris Ronald's dance with the two snake passes in, and Jim Lindsay's recording, which fits the Harry Potter theme. Thank you. Ben Ryan's is traditional. Torf's tune is by Muriel Johnston. Hedwig's theme by John Williams. And Elegy for Bennett is by Dave Weasler, played by Jim Lindsay and his band for RSCDS Book 52. It wouldn't be Duns Weekend without Ladies of Duns and Marian Anderson with Muriel Johnston.
Thank you.
tunes for the 8x40 Ladies of Duns were Lawfield by Muriel Johnston, Mickey Ainsworth by Ronnie Cooper, Spooty Skerry by Ian Burns, and Donald Ridley's compliments to Oliver Waugh. RSCDS Book 46 for our next dance, The Jig Best Set in the Hall, and Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band made the recording. Kenny Thompson played three Robert McIntosh tunes for Best Set in the Hall, Miss Barbara Hayes' favourite, Miss Sophia Campbell of Saddles' Reel, and Miss Dixon's Reel. Bonnie Galloir is a 4x40 Strathspey by Bill Little, devised in 1997, but recently published in his Carling Walk collection and adopted by the RSCDS for Book 53. James Coutts and his band, who played on Friday night, made this recording. Bonnygalawa is by George Hornsby. Then we heard two by Lady Jane Scott, Annie Laurie and Duris Deer. And finally, Kirk Connell Lee, which is traditional. Trip to Timber Ridge is another dance which was very popular in its home region, California, long before it came to the RSCDS's attention, and had its own tune which the RSCDS chose not to use. Here are Reel of Seven playing live, so you can hear how the Californians like it. Road to Irogi by Adam Sutherland, The Linguist by Jim Sutherland, Time to Go by Niall Vallely, and Celtic Steps by Neil Adams for Trip to Timber Ridge, played by Reel of Seven. Our last Strathspey is again back to the 1980s with Oriel Strathspey by Ian Simmons. Alistair Wood recorded for RSCDS Book 32. Alistair Wood's band played Miss Susan Inglis by Muriel Johnston, The Lassacorry Mill, Colonel Bing's Favourite by Nathaniel Gow, and Mr. Martin by James Scott Skinner for Oriel Strathspey. Our last dance is always the last dance on Saturday night of the Duns weekend. Wonderful rousing tunes and anything goes in Deal Among the Tailors. Hard to choose a recording, but I settled for Bobby Brown's version, as he plays seven super tunes, including the fairy dance. Tailors, Soldiers' Joy, The Flowers of Edinburgh, Mrs. MacLeod of Rasay, The Fairy Dance, The Mason's Apron and Staten Island, before returning to the original. That is from the double CD set Celtic Fire in the Music by Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent. Our play-out track is actually another reel, which has great music, but at 8x48 it is a bit of a killer. The Meeting of the Waters by Ian Boyd was devised to commemorate the 1964-5 summer school in Whanganui, the River City. The tune is by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, who also wrote the second tune, Flet from Flotter, on this 1974 LP version from Frank Reed and his band. Thanks as always to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH. Hope you can join me again next week. Bye!